A new report says wealth is a stronger indicator of success than intelligence. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports.
You've heard the sayings, the cream rises to the top, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, work hard, find success. It's a big part of the so-called American dream. It turns out, in the United States at least, that's not completely true. According to a new report by Georgetown University, it's better to be born rich than smart. Education professor Anthony Carnevale co-authored the study.
Young people who are minorities or from the working class or low income, who are talented when they're young, they don't make it to the finish line. That is, this study goes all the way into the labor market. And in the end, the loss rate of those young people is huge.
By looking at years of data from different sources, the Georgetown researchers found that smart poor students are less likely to become wealthy by age 25 than not so smart rich students. The poor students also have less chance of graduating from college than their low performing wealthy peers. Part of it's because affluent kids have parents who often pay for extra help. Poor families can't afford extra supports, and their kids often attend under-resourced school districts that also can't help. Carnevale says in America, we often celebrate the strivers who beat the odds, but...
You have to remember the odds. The odds are there, and they're high, and you've got to do something about the odds, not just celebrate the strivers who overcome.
The study also found that racial disparities magnify problems. Poor Black and Latino students who are smart are less likely to find success than their poor and smart white peers. This is especially relevant in Connecticut, which has one of the widest racial and socioeconomic achievement gaps in the country. Carnevale and his team recommend states operate robust preschools with ongoing interventions, as well as improved counseling and career exploration programs to help solve this complex problem. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.